Welcome to Forbes Field in Pittsburgh, for the game between the Cincinnati Reds and the Pittsburgh Pirates. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cincinnati Reds. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Johnny Temple. Batting second. The right fielder, Wally Post. Batting third. The center fielder, Gus Bell. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Frank Robinson. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Art Schult. Batting sixth. The catcher, Ed Bailey. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Don Hook. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Roy McMillan. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Brooks Lawrence. Pitching for the Cincinnati Reds, Brooks Lawrence. For the Pittsburgh Pirates. Batting in the leadoff spot. The first baseman, Dee Fondi. Batting second. The center fielder, Bill Verdon. Batting third. The shortstop, Dick Grote. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Roberto Clemente. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Frank Thomas. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Gene Baker. Batting seventh. The catcher, Hank Foyles. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Bill Mazeroski. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Luis Arroyo. Pitching for the Pittsburgh Pirates, Luis Arroyo. And now, play ball. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Temple hits a line drive towards short. Grote reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Wally Post is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Post hits a pop-up towards first. Fondi settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gus Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell takes first base on ball four. Frank Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Reds nothing, and the Pirates nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Dee Fondi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fondi hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Temple scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Verdon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verdon hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Dick Grote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grote hits a pop-up towards third. Hook settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Roberto Clemente is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawrence fires over to first and throws the ball away. That's an error on Lawrence. Verdon moves to second. Roberto Clemente is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verdon is thrown out by unknown player in unknown way. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Reds nothing, and the Pirates nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Art Schult is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schult hits a fly ball into right field. Clemente settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ed Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Don Hook is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hook hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bailey moves to second. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan hits a fly ball into center field. Verdon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Brooks Lawrence is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawrence is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Reds nothing, and the Pirates nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Roberto Clemente is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clemente hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Pirates. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hoke fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Gene Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker hits a fly ball into left field. Schultz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hank Foyles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foyles hits a ball on the ground towards first. Robinson scoops it up and throws to first, with Lawrence covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Pirates 1, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Temple is 0 for 1 in the game. Temple hits a fly ball into left field. Thomas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Wally Post is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Post is 0 for 1 in the game. Post hits a ball on the ground towards short. Grote scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Gus Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Grote scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Pirates 1, and the Reds nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Bill Mazeroski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mazeroski hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Temple settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Luis Arroyo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Arroyo hits a ball on the ground towards short. McMillan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dee Fondi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fondi is 0 for 1 in the game. Fondi hits a fly ball into left field. Schultz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Pirates 1, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Frank Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 1 in the game. Robinson hits a fly ball into center field. Verdun settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Art Schultz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schultz is 0 for 1 in the game. Schultz hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ed Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Bailey hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Schultz moves to second. Don Hoke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoke is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Hoke hits a ball on the ground towards short. Grote throws to second for one, and Mazeroski throws the ball away attempting to make the double play. Schultz scores. Two outs. It's Reds, 1, Pirates, 1. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan is 0 for 1 in the game. McMillan hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Hoke moves to second. Brooks Lawrence is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawrence is 0 for 1 in the game. Lawrence strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Reds 1, and the Pirates 1. The Pirates will come to bat. Bill Verdun is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verdun is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Verdun is called out on strikes. One out. Dick Grote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grote is 0 for 1 in the game. Grote hits a fly ball into center field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Roberto Clemente is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clemente is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Clemente is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Reds 1, and the Pirates 1. The Reds will come to bat. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Temple is 0-for-2 in the game. Temple hits a ball on the ground towards third. Baker fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Wally Post is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Post is 0-for-2 in the game. Post takes first base on ball 4. Gus Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Bell hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Post moves to second. Dick Hall now pitching. Frank Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-2 in the game. Robinson hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 4-1, Reds. Art Schult is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schult is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Schult hits a ball on the ground towards third. Baker fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ed Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Bailey hits a fly ball into right field. Clemente settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Reds 4, and the Pirates 1. The Pirates will come to bat. Pete Wisenant now playing left field. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0-for-1 in the game. Thomas hits a fly ball into left field. Wisenant settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gene Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker is 0-for-1 in the game. Baker hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Robinson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hank Foyles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foyles is 0-for-1 in the game. Foyles takes first base on ball 4. Paul Smith pinch hits for Bill Mazeroski. Paul Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Reds 4, and the Pirates 1. The Reds will come to bat. Gene Freese now playing third base. Gene Baker now playing second base. Don Hoke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoke is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Hoke hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Baker settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. McMillan hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Brooks Lawrence is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawrence is 0-for-2 in the game. Lawrence hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. McMillan moves to second. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. McMillan moves to third. Lawrence moves to second. Ron Klein now pitching. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Temple is 0-for-3 in the game. Temple bunts on 2 strikes. And it's a foul ball, 4-strike-3. 2 outs. Wally Post is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Post is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Post hits a ball on the ground towards third. Freese fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Reds 4, and the Pirates 1. The Pirates will come to bat. Danny Kravitz pinch hits for Ron Klein. Danny Kravitz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kravitz hits a fly ball into center field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. DeFondi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fondi is 0 for 2 in the game. Fondi hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lawrence juggles the ball. That's an error on Lawrence. Bill Verdon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verdon is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Verdon hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lawrence juggles the ball. That's an error on Lawrence. Fondi moves to second. Dick Groat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groat is 0 for 2 in the game. Groat hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Fondi scores. Verdon moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 4-2, Reds. Roberto Clemente is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clemente is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Clemente strikes out. Two outs. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0 for 2 in the game. Thomas hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hoke fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Reds 4, and the Pirates 2. The Reds will come to bat. Danny Kravitz now catching. Johnny O'Brien now pitching. Gus Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Bell takes first base on ball 4. Frank Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Robinson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bell moves to second. Pete Wisenant is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wisenant bunts towards third. Freeze fields it and throws to first for the out. Bell moves to third. Robinson moves to second. One out. Ed Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Bailey is walked intentionally. Don Hoke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoke is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Hoke hits a fly ball into left field. Thomas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Bell tags and scores. 2 outs. It's 5-2, Reds. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. McMillan hits a fly ball into left field. Thomas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Reds 5, and the Pirates 2. The Pirates will come to bat. Gene Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker is 0 for 2 in the game. Baker hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hoke fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. John Powers pinch hits for Johnny O'Brien. John Powers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powers hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Gene freezes at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freeze strikes out. Two outs. Danny Kravitz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kravitz is 0 for 1 in the game. Kravitz hits a ball on the ground towards short. McMillan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Reds 5, and the Pirates 2. The Reds will come to bat. Roy Face now pitching. Brooks Lawrence is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawrence is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Lawrence hits a ball on the ground towards short. Groat scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Temple is 0 for 4 in the game. Temple hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Verdon, who is chasing the ball. Temple reaches third base with a triple. Wally Post is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Post is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk, Post hits a fly ball into center field. Verdon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Temple tags and scores. Two outs. It's 6-2, Reds. Gus Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and two walks. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Baker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Reds 6, and the Pirates 2. The Pirates will come to bat. DeFondi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fondi is 0 for 3 in the game. Fondi hits a ball on the ground towards short. McMillan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Verdon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verdon is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Verdon hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Dick Groat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groat is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Groat hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Verdon moves to second. Roberto Clemente is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clemente is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Clemente hits a ball on the ground towards first. Robinson scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Clemente for the out. Verdon moves to third. Groat moves to second. Two outs. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0 for 3 in the game. Thomas hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Temple scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Reds 6, and the Pirates 2. The Reds will come to bat. Frank Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Robinson hits a pop-up towards short. Groat settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pete Wisenant is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wisenant is 0 for 0 in the game. Wisenant hits a fly ball into center field. Verdon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ed Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Bailey hits a fly ball into right field. Clemente settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Reds 6, and the Pirates 2. The Pirates will come to bat. Gene Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker is 0 for 3 in the game. Baker hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hoke fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Skinner pinch hits for Roy Face. Bob Skinner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skinner hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lawrence fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Gene freezes at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freeze is 0 for 1 in the game. Freeze hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Hoke settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cincinnati Reds, 6, and Pittsburgh Pirates, 2. Goodbye from Forbes Field in Pittsburgh.